southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 57 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariff trouble still brewing along with the trade war with China. President Trump hosting Italy's prime minister today for talks, saying no one can compete with U.S. on goods. ABC's Selena Wang has more from the White House on concerns.
A big question coming out of this meeting is, can Italy's prime minister, Giorgia Meloni's closeness and affinity with President Trump, can that actually lead to two concrete benefits, not just for Italy, but for the broader EU? Trump has got real issues with Europe, but he is very ideologically aligned with Meloni.
President Trump in a social media post says he can't wait to replace Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell. It follows Powell's comments yesterday that tariffs could raise inflation and bring economic instability to the U.S. A hearing today in Georgia, university students legally challenging the Trump administration's efforts to revoke student visas at colleges over protests, asking a judge to intervene. Weekly jobless claims dipped last week by 9,000 compared to the week before. This is ABC News. With machine learning on the rise, AI tools appear here to stay, but some Americans say they're a little uneasy about it.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows that only 12% of Americans feel they know a great deal about artificial intelligence, while 17% say they know hardly anything about it at all. As with most technology, the younger the respondent, the more likely he or she is to not only understand AI, but to embrace it. Even Gen Z Americans worry that the technology will diminish their ability to think for themselves. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New Jersey has filed a lawsuit against the online platform Discord, alleging the company represented the app as safe for parents but exposed children to sexual and violent content. The lawsuit claims the app's design makes it easy for children to connect with other users, but also allows predators to lurk and target them, undeterred by the safety features Discord touts as reasons its parents and users should trust its app. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies and breezy, with a few pockets of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 63, with southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mild conditions with a low of 52. And tomorrow, variably cloudy with spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 62. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 39, it's 57 degrees.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Good afternoon. It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The fire danger remains high for Richland County and the entire WRCO listing area. However, burning is allowed tonight with a DNR annual burning permit from 6 to midnight for a covered barrel, debris pile less than 6 by 6 by 6 feet in size, and grass or wooded area less than 10 acres. Any burning outside of these restrictions requires a special burning permit issued by the local DNR ranger station. When burning, stay alert and mindful of your surroundings. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gauld says it has been a busy year so far.
Calls are way up, obviously, with how dry it's been. Currently, we're at 83. I've been on 27 years, and we had 80 calls when I got on a year. Last year, we had 230, and we're on like a 300 pace this year, which just all of it's the most grass fires we've ever had, I guess, in the last 25 years, just for how dry it's been this year.
Remember, if planning to burn, it's important to obtain proper burn permits, check the daily DNR restrictions prior to burning, follow the rules on the permit, and ensure burns are completely out prior to leaving. And if your burn will produce significant smoke, please notify your local sheriff's office to prevent unnecessary emergency responses. Conditions have improved on the Wisconsin River amid the search for a missing boater. Wisconsin Dells Police Chief Nicholas Brinker says searchers have shifted south on the river in their efforts to locate Frank DeFilippo. Brinker says conditions can change rapidly and doesn't recommend going onto the river in its current condition in a canoe or kayak. A diver and the volunteer Bruce's Legacy organization were on the river Tuesday, and more volunteers are expected to join the search in the coming days. DeFilippo's boat capsized on April 3rd near the Kilbourne Dam. His grandfather drowned and his cousin managed to reach shore. Robin Dickman has announced that she is stepping down from the Richland School District Board of Education. This means that the board will be seeking a representative to fill her seat. Dickman was just finishing up the first year of a three-year term. She said that she was resigning to seek another opportunity, but would not rule out a return to the school board in the future. The board will discuss the vacancy and how to fill it at its next meeting, Monday night at 7 in the high school IMC. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan calls the current situation surrounding Trump administration tariffs incomprehensible, but the 2nd District Democrat says there's at least a possibility that some nations will negotiate during the latest 90-day pause.
So at least the 90-day pause is maybe recognition that you're destroying the stock market and affecting consumers who are going to pay additional taxes. And I assume some countries will probably come. But, you know, that's trade policy. That's not tariffs. I mean, we should, you know, renegotiate trade agreements if that's what they want to do.
Pocan says Trump has thrown markets into turmoil by imposing tariffs without any sort of plan. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student weeks before he's set to graduate with his degree. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
After failed referendums this spring, school districts across Wisconsin are now having to adjust their budgets, triggering staff and programming cuts. In western Wisconsin, Prairie du Chien is removing several girls' athletics programs, including dance, cheerleading, and gymnastics. The district is also cutting several positions, closing an elementary school, and reducing its athletics and technology budgets. Across the state, Fond du Lac is cutting 27 staff members, while Beloit will cut over $6 million from its budget after slashing nearly $12 million last year. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that nearly 40% of the school referendum questions posed in the April election were similar to previously proposed questions. 94 referendums were proposed on the April ballot, with a little more than half of them being approved. According to the report, 36 of those 94 referendum questions were attempts by districts to pass a referendum that had narrowly failed in a previous election. The report also found that some of the referendums were being proposed for a third or fourth time. Officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure of a regional office. The closure reportedly led to local staff members being placed on administrative leave, and Head Start officials are also expressing concern over a USA Today report claiming the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 children and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if federal funding for the program dries up. Many early childhood education providers in Wisconsin are at risk of closing. At the Capitol on Wednesday, Dr. Toshiba Adams of Milwaukee Area Technical College said childcare workers need support.
It's a workforce that gives so much but receives so little in return. For example, these individuals typically earn poverty level wages. In most instances, receive little to no benefits. These people work all day long.
Dozens of child care workers rallied on the Capitol steps over the noon hour, then called on lawmakers' offices to urge continued state funding. A recent Department of Children and Family Services survey found 1 in 4 providers are likely to shut down if the legislature fails to extend funding for the Child Care Counts program, set to expire at the end of June. Governor Tony Evers has included $480 million to continue the program in his proposed state budget. Democratic lawmakers reintroduced a green amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. Milwaukee Representative Darren Madison says it would protect the state's climate and environment for current and future generations.
From PFAS or lead contamination in our water to air quality issues and the existential threat of climate change, communities across Wisconsin are impacted by serious environmental degradation.
Green amendments have been passed in Montana, Pennsylvania, and New York. The Wisconsin version is unlikely to be taken up in the Republican majority legislature. One person was seriously hurt after a crash on Highway 93 in Trempealeau County Tuesday afternoon. The sheriff's office said that a wind gust caused a hay bale to fly off a trailer and hit the cab and driver's side window of a semi, which caused the semi to crash and block both lanes of Highway 93 in the town of Chimney Rock for 2 hours. The driver of the semi was flown to a hospital in critical condition. The driver of the truck and trailer that lost the hay bale was cited for an unsecured load. It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cordon Maine Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
WRCO News Time is 12:18. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Historical bits about Richland communities. This is presented in two parts, and this is part two of two. It's about Eagle Corners, Basswood, and Balmoral. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Muscadet Progressive, Thursday, September 5th, 1974, in an article from Richland County newspapers provided by Geneva Coppernall. First, Eagle Corners. Eagle Corners, down in the town of Eagle, apparently did not get an early start in life. It wasn't until February of 1870 that a post office was established there. J.B. Newburn was the postmaster, and the office was on the route between Muscadet and Excelsior. Mail was received, but just once a week. The first business was a wagon shop that was opened by William Smith in 1876, and 2 years later, C.C. Taylor started a blacksmith shop. James Harvey opened a mercantile store in 1879. The village grew. It was supported by a doctor. They boasted a coronet band, a church, and several houses along with a school. It no longer has a post office, and at the time of this story, when it was written, the cheese factory, the schoolhouse, and four other homes just remained. There's also Basswood, which is part of the town of Eagle. It became the post office in 1869. Jacob Bear was given the job of handling the mail, but before he was commissioned, he sold his farm and moved away. James Lucas was then appointed in his stead and officially was the first postmaster of Basswood. In the same year, Robert W. Peters put a stock of goods in his home and kept a store there. It was McIntyre and Elston from Muscadet that opened a store a few years later. Norman Bennett became the blacksmith of that community in 1879. Brown and C.F. Wallace started a steam sawmill. A cemetery was established there in 1861, followed by the church in 1865, known as the Basswood Church. At that time, it went into the mill, closed it down, the post office closed also, and in its fate the same at Eagle Corners and Birds Creek. The story goes that Basswood received its name because the first schoolhouse built here was made of basswood logs, and the community took the name at that time. And the third is Balmoral. Balmoral is a place in the sun for a while as it began with a sawmill. Two early settlers, Robert Boyd and Monroe Fleming, came here from Iowa County and made their claim to the land on Section 26 of the town of Eagle. They did not remain here long, however, and the claim was jumped by Thomas J. Parrish. He and Mr. Estes erected a sawmill and a sort of a gristmill, if you will. The mill burned down in 1848, but it was rebuilt. In 1857, C.G. Rodolph purchased the property and put in two runs of burrs, spelled B-U-H-R-S. Flour was made there and shipped to Milwaukee. In 1874, this mill, too, burned, and in 1877, a much larger one was built with four runs of burrs. This mill still stands today. Stores were soon opened at Balmoral, which was also known as Rodolph's Mill. There was a school there erected as well. Eventually, the flour mill was forced to shut down. The property is now owned by the village of Muscadet and was used for a time as an electric plant. Not a great deal remains, but there's still a very place in what we know as Balmoral. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the town of Gillingham.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers to focus on the road ahead to keep Adopt-a-Highway volunteers safe. Wisconsin DOT initiated the Adopt-a-Highway program in 1991 to allow groups to volunteer and directly support the state's anti-litter program. These volunteers routinely collect trash and recyclables along Wisconsin roads. In 2024, Wisconsin Adopt-a-Highway groups collected more than 170 tons of trash and recyclables. Nearly 5,500 volunteer hours were reported last year to help pick up trash. Wisconsin DOT encourages more people to get involved. An interactive map shows highway segments maintained by Wisconsin's 3,000 Adopt-a-Highway groups, but more than 2,700 miles of state highway are still available for adoption. ADAPTA highway workers are asked to clean up their assigned 2-mile state highway segment at least 3 times per year. All volunteers must be at least 11 years of age or in the 6th grade on 2-lane highways and 16 years of age on 4-lane highways. No other person should be on the work site. Each group must provide one adult supervisor for every 5 or 6 volunteers. Automated forms on the Adopt a Highway website streamline reporting cleanup efforts. County highway crews gather the bagged materials for proper disposal. As part of the program, Wisconsin DOT furnishes safety vests, highway worker signs, a safety training video, trash bags, and 2 permanent signs identifying the group. Groups do not work in dangerous areas like medians, bridges, or steep slopes. Wisconsin DOT reminds drivers to buckle up, put the phone down, and follow speed limits on Wisconsin highways, especially when these volunteer groups are working along the roadside. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and conservation partners are encouraging novice hunters who want to learn about bear hunting in Wisconsin to apply for the Learn to Hunt Bear program. The Learn to Hunt Bear program is intended to promote awareness and understanding of bear hunting in Wisconsin, particularly for those who are interested in hunting bear on their own in the future. The program includes multiple classroom and field sessions, culminating with a bear hunting experience. Participants will learn about bear biology, population management, habits, habitat, hunting techniques, regulations, and safety. Anyone who has not previously participated in the Learn to Hunt Bear program or received a bear harvest authorization is encouraged to apply. Participants must be at least 10 years old, and there is no maximum age. The number of Learn to Hunt Bear programs offered varies annually and will influence the number of participants selected. Applicants will be notified of the status of their application by June 1st. Interested participants should complete the online application by May 1st. The application program guidelines and more information can be found on the DNR's Learn to Hunt Bear webpage. The DNR is also looking for experienced bear hunters interested in becoming Learn to Hunt Bear program instructors. Potential instructors need at least 5 years of bear hunting experience and must consent to a background check. The DNR will work with instructor groups to develop a Learn to Hunt Bear program in their area or help individual volunteers find an existing group to work with. Interested volunteers should notify Emily Isle, DNR Hunting and Shooting Sports Program Specialist, at emily.ihl@wisconsin.gov by tomorrow. More information for instructors can be found on the Learn to Hunt Bear webpage under Learn to Hunt Bear Instructors. It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's a cloudy 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Karen J. Miller, 75, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will follow in St. Boniface Cemetery, Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home today from 4 until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 11 until the time of service at noon. Karen Miller is survived by two sons, Michael A. and Don Miller, and Frank and Michelle Miller, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, siblings Gary and Alice Palmer, Joanne Palmer and Dave, Pamela Palmer, Lori Palmer, Denny Palmer, Tina Palmer-Lopez, and Kevin Palmer, several nieces, nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Karen J. Miller, 75, of Reedsburg. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area, died unexpectedly March 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Graveside services will follow at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Catherine Steiner is survived by her husband, Irvin, two sons, Todd and Susie of Milton, and Matt Steiner of Jefferson, six grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and three brothers, Jerry and Sarah Dobson, Dwayne and Darlene Dobson, and Mike and Cindy Dobson. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Church Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Larry Keller is survived by his wife Elaine, son Jason, three brothers, James and Kathy Keller and Chuck and Lisa Keller, all of Casanova, and Michael and Jennifer Keller of Mays O'Maney. Two sisters-in-law, Donna and John Novacek of Hillsboro, and Linda and Joe Fuller of Casanova. Many aunts, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Lawrence Jean, Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Patricia A., Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in the St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church Monday from 4 to 7 with a rosary at 3:30, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Pat Alt is survived by her husband Ron, five daughters, Barbara and Joseph Lewis, Laura and Claude Mersenick, Diane and David Atlin, Lisa and Thomas Altmiller, and Angela and Todd Clary. 15 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, siblings Charles and Helen Funk, Kathy Linz, Cheryl and Ronald Statz, and Doris Murnack. Many nieces, nephews, brothers and sisters-in-law, and other family members. Also best friend Alice Hatfield and other friends. Patricia A., Pat Alt, 82 of Lone Rock. Ronald B. Stanick, 95 of Henrietta Township, died Friday in Beloit. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th from 1 until 3 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Souls Creek Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ron Stanick is survived by two sons, Ronald K. and Karen Stanick, Jamie and Sherry Stanick, both of Beloit, six grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, a sister, Eleanor and Richard Klingeman, many other relatives and friends. Ronald B. Stanick, 95 of Henrietta Township. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71, died unexpectedly Saturday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Jerry Noble is survived by three children, Heidi Jo Noble, Jared and Holly Noble, and Justin and Robin Noble, three grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, ex-wife Yvonne Riley, numerous nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, Karen and Kenny B., Lauren and Pam Noble, Mary Hoth, Phyllis Tinder, Wayne and Bernie Noble, Mark and Sue Noble, Diane and Tim Harvard, Kim and Steve Schlitter, Rita and Jeff Keller, Kathy Noble, Jan and Jack Hendricks, Dennis and Barb Noble, Roger and Sherry Noble, Gail Noble, and Myra and Dennis Solberg. Sisters-in-law, Jean Noble, Gail Noble, and Sherry Noble. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, May 25th at 2 at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church Sunday, May 25th, around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ruth Flaherty is survived by five children, Kim and Rod Oswald of California, Laura and Tom Gazinski of Wisconsin, Faye and Mike Shanley of Michigan, Paul and Gail Dotson of Washington, and Ralph and Leisha Dotson of Oregon. 19 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephew, and families. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Brandon and Jesse Kinney, Jim and Carolyn Burke, Buck and Arlene Peterson, and a happy 54th anniversary to Marty and Linda Rohn. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a good day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we have been tracking a couple of pockets of showers and thunderstorms moving across portions of southwest Wisconsin so far today. Most of them, as of late morning, were just south of Richland Center. Another pocket back in northeast Iowa. So still that chance there throughout the afternoon of catching a stray shower, so keep an eye on the skies. And some widespread thunderstorms could come rumbling through tonight and early tomorrow, as a trailing cold front sweeps across the region. There's even a small chance that one or two of these storms may contain some large hail or gusty winds, so stay alert and keep an eye on the situation. Otherwise, we'll catch a dry break for Saturday with cooler temperatures moving in. Then we'll see another storm come up from the south Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. Could bring us another soaking rain by Sunday night, some gusty winds as well. For the rest of today, we'll see quite a bit of cloud cover, breezy conditions, temperatures reaching the lower to mid-60s, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, southeast wind 15 to 25. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, pretty mild as well, low at 52. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, still a chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high 62. Winds from the south becoming westerly 10 to 15. Any light showers ending Friday evening, then partial clearing, low in the upper 30s. Saturday, partly sunny and cooler with a high of 57. The outlook for Sunday on Easter, blustery winds developing with rain likely in the later afternoon. Low temperature 36, high in the mid-50s. Soaking rain amounts for Sunday nights, low temperature 36. Monday, breezy and chilly, mostly cloudy, scattered showers diminishing in the afternoon, high at 54. Tuesday, partly sunny and warmer with a high of 63. Chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon to evening. Right now, Wednesday of next week, looking dry with partly cloudy skies, high near 65. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 57 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 60, our low this morning was 39. Our high so far today, 59. The record high for this date is 86 degrees, set in 1977. The record low, 11, was set in 1875. Last year's high was 61 with a low of 48. Sunset tonight will be at 7:47 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:15. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.83. Relative humidity is 62% and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 57 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson.
is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Peas are rapidly making headway in the plant-based protein sector. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. What started as a seed genetics business in the mid-1980s has evolved into a major player in the plant-based protein arena. Minneapolis-based Purus is betting big on peas. Here's corporate development manager Zach Hubert.
Peas are a great fit for this problem. They're a climate-smart crop. They fix nitrogen in the soil, meaning they add more nitrogen than they consume. They're incredibly water-efficient, preserving a precious resource, especially in the face of changing climates. Peas and other pulses produce less greenhouse gas emissions per pound of protein than any other source. Protein from peas has 6 times fewer emissions than dairy proteins and over 13 times less emissions than beef. And then they promote healthy topsoil.
Hubert says the U.S. grows about 4 million acres of peas, and global production is only 14 million acres. He believes production is a food security issue.
I think the future here is around protein independence. When you look at the world today, some of the geopolitical tensions going on, I think protein independence is going to be the focus of the conversation and ensuring that we have high quality ingredients to feed the population. So this is just the beginning. Opportunities continue to exist to increase efficiency per acre through protein density and improved yields.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Some of the governors that pushed for year-round E15 in their states are asking the EPA to make the waiver nationwide. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A group of Midwestern governors has asked the Environmental Protection Agency to issue a nationwide emergency waiver for summertime sales of higher blends of ethanol. The governors say the waiver would allow sales of E15 and expand the use of E10. The letter sent to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the waivers will help improve the nation's fuel shortage, provide regulatory certainty for fuel suppliers, and lower the cost at the pump for consumers. One of the governors signing the letter was Tony Evers from Wisconsin. Many farmers are waiting to plant in the northern Corn Belt. Heather Morris covers the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin for Beck's Hybrids and says conditions are cool.
We're not seeing a ton right now, but I know in South Dakota there was some work going on, but a lot of talk about enjoying the Easter weekend and then getting going. And I think that is similar in the Minnesota and Wisconsin areas. Everyone's getting really ready.
In Wisconsin, cool soil temperatures have farmers focused on manure and fertilizer applications and some spring tillage. Others like Zeb Zules, who raises beef and no-till corn and soybeans near Montello, tells Brownfield he's making a few repairs and the planter is still in the shed.
I won't plant for 2 weeks yet.
Zule says it takes a little longer for soil temperatures to warm up in a no-till system, and right now the ground is still too cold.
42 degrees at 2 inches is where my soil temp's at right now. And 44 at
8 inches, 44 degrees at 20 inches. That's interesting. And then 42 at 40 inches.
Statewide soil temperatures are monitored by the University of Wisconsin's WiscoNet weather stations, and one of them is on Zuhl's farm. The soil temps around the state at 2 inches are in the low 40s for most of the state. A central Illinois farmer says his area has seen a rush of planting activity this week.
Monday was go day. All you had to do was look across the landscape and you could count as many tractors as you wanted.
Derek Martin says despite 3 inches of rain last week and another 3 inches projected over the Easter weekend,
we're happy with what we've got done so far. As you look at the long range forecast, I mean, there is some rain, but the temperatures keep getting warmer and warmer. And that's definitely what we need for corn planting. You know, when you plant that corn, you want it to pop out of the ground.
Martin says the spring rains have been welcome as the area continues to recover from a dry fall and winter. Missouri's state veterinarian says reductions in USDA staff will affect the animal health industry. Steve Struberg tells Brownfield established veterinary services employees are taking buyouts from the federal government. It's not clear how many people have taken advantage of this round of buyouts. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm, brought to you by Storen Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storenwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Direct cash cattle trade remains quiet and cash hogs are mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More at propane.com/PFRP. Cash cattle country has been relatively quiet through the week. Bids have not resurfaced. Asking prices are at 208 and 210 live in the south, but still haven't been established in the north. Look for significant trade volume to develop before the end of the day on Friday. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers 650 to 749 pounds were $10 to $15 higher, with spots $20 higher. Steers 750 to 799 pounds were $3 to $8 higher, and steers 900 to over 1,000 pounds were $2 to $7 lower, with some instances up to $10 lower. The best test of heifers was at 600 to 649 pounds, which were $4 to $6 higher. Heifers 650 to 699 pounds and 800 to 849 pounds were mostly steady. The USDA says demand was very good for the large selection of light backgrounding type cattle. Demand was good to very good for finishing type cattle. The market was active and very active on loads of grass type cattle. Receipts were down on the week, but up on the year. Feeder supply included 74% steers and 89% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 660 to 694 pounds brought 338 to 359. Medium and large one feeder heifers 663 to 699 pounds brought 295 to 311. Boxed beef was higher at midday with choice up 134 at 334.87 and select up 282 at 317.21. Cash hogs were steady at midday. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong, but there are concerns a trade rift with China, one of the largest purchasers of U.S. pork, could create some disruptions. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct didn't have a trend established at midday, but the market has a five-day rolling average of 85.03. Butcher hog prices were steady at the Midwest cash markets at $54. Pork values were higher at midday, up $2.15 at $94.19. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agri America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Are jalapenos losing their heat? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Your taste buds aren't deceiving you. Jalapenos, in fact, have become milder over the years. Large-scale producers have favored a variety called TAM2, which grows faster and larger but doesn't pack the same hot punch. One of the benefits of larger-scale production is a more uniform and consistent spice level for commercially produced food items like chips and salsas. Some things to consider when you're selecting jalapenos in the store. Look for ones that don't have brown lines. Those scars can actually be an indicator of a spicier pepper. Jalapenos don't just have to be green. They can also be red in color. While the heat level has decreased over the years, the health benefits of the peppers have not. Capsaicin, which is the compound that gives peppers heat, when used externally, can be an effective pain reliever. Capsaicin is often used in lotions and patches to alleviate pain. However, it is unknown whether rubbing jalapeno peppers raw on the skin has similar effects. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Farmers across the country are battling herbicide-resistant weeds at a higher rate than ever. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative for Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, says species like resistant water hemp are robbing bushels from producers.
It's resistant to glyphosate and it's ALS's PPO resistance out there. And the new one is the HVPD resistance. I'm seeing that more and more often.
He says that's why a full-season herbicide plan is crucial.
We've got to have that residual pre-down to get us off to a successful start, because the easiest way to kill a water hemp plant is when it's coming out ground. And then we're utilizing that post strip to clean up any escapes that come through that freeze.
Martin says BASF's new Status herbicide gives corn growers a much-needed new post-emergence tool.
Status is a dicamba plus difluphenazepure and a safer all-in-one. It's what we call the hammer and weeds for broadleaf weeds, so that water hemp, that giant ragweed. The Morning Glory Lambsquard Velvet Leaf is going to be excellent on that.
To learn more about Status herbicide, contact your local BASF representative or visit agriculture.basf.us.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police, along with the FBI, responding to an active shooter at a Florida State University in Tallahassee campus. Multiple sources tell ABC News preliminary information is that at least four people have been injured and say a suspect is in custody, but are still searching for possible additional shooters. The campus issuing an emergency alert telling people to shelter in place. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
They are undoubtedly going from building to building, checking on different people, different students, seeing if the shooter ran, where he or she may have gone. So there's still investigative work to do in addition to recovering whatever shell casings there may be.